Now, opening this weekend is a film based about choices, war, and consequences. It's called Lions for Lambs. It stars Meryl Streep, Tom Cruise, and Robert Redford. But they never share the screen at the same screen. Hello. At the same time, we'll talk about that in a moment. In this scene, though, Streep's character, an aging TV reporter, grills a charismatic, hawkish senator, played by Tom Cruise.
May I speak freely? You're about to implement another new strategy, regardless of the human cost or the financial cost, because you predict
we thought
that
deeply
maybe
about the human cost when we were planning this strategy.
What were your estimates exactly?
What I can say is that this strategy has patience and determination at its core. It ensures that it puts our fighting men in spots where they can face, fight, and kill the enemy, so that we can then go about rebuilding that country. And if it takes 10 years, that's how long we stay. We do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
All right, she kind of looks like Barbara Starr from CNN meets Judy Woodruff, and he's kind of like John Edwards, if John Edwards and Rick Santorum had a kid.
Anytime he's mad, all I can think of is him chewing out Matt Lauer about Scientology. It just sounds like that now in my ear.
Well, if that clip didn't get you excited, maybe the new Coen Brothers film with, or there's always Fred Claus opening up. Bob Mondello, NPR movie critic and friend of the BPP, joins us. So, Bob, the structure of this film is these three different storylines all happening at the same time and interwoven, but you never see these people on screen at the same time. Can you give us a quick description of three storylines and if you think it works?
Well, it's sort of two lectures and a standoff on a hilltop.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's maybe why they didn't put them all together. It's kind of like in Afghanistan, there are two guys on a hilltop, and there is this standoff between them and the Taliban, basically. That is taking place at the same time that a senator that you just heard is talking to a reporter, a TV reporter, in Washington. There it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and on the West Coast, there's a college professor who is giving a hard time to a student who is supposed to be his best student, but who is now lazy and apathetic and who is not showing up for class. The professor is telling the student, you've got to get off your duff and go and do things about the world, that it's important to, you know, to be activist. Meanwhile, you're finding out how activism isn't working elsewhere. And the whole thing is just kind of dreary. I mean, I wanted it to be exciting. You know what's weird is, did you hear the way that Meryl Streep is talking in that sequence?
Yeah.
She's doing this very, I mean, would you approach a senator like that?
Yeah, she is very tart with him throughout the movie and very probing. And then he's kind of yelling, kind of tart back with her about, you reporters sold the war in the first place, so you have some responsibility. And she's trying to decide whether she should sell this plan that he's giving her because she needs airtime. And
yeah, I mean, I watching it, I was thinking, well, I don't think the filmmakers really know how news works. And I'm not convinced that they actually understand academia either. So why should I take what they say about the war seriously?
Can I ask you a Hollywood question?
Yeah.
This film is the first release under United Artists, Tom Cruise, and his producing partners, management. So is this boding for the future of Tom Cruise projects where he gets lots of close-ups and he gets to flex that jaw muscle?
Well, you have to say that he is the one who looks best in this. But frankly, with Robert Redford being the one who was doing the directing, I'm not sure that's really – you can lay that at Tom Cruise's producing chops. There's a way to put chops and feet at the same time. I got wrapped up in that one. But I mean, basically, I think this is that everybody trying to do something that is meaningful, that is important, that is, you know, this fall, Hollywood is grappling with the war, and that's an unusual thing. So I want to endorse it, and everybody obviously has his heart in the right place about this picture. Meryl Streep has been really, you know, saying this is a very important picture to her. But frankly, the thing just doesn't work, and you kind of think, well, it's all very well-meaning.
All right, let's move on to something that you might think works, the Coen Brothers' new movie.
Boy, does it work.
Yeah, it's called No Country for Old Men. And when I think Coens, I think hilarious or horrifyingly brutal, sometimes both. I've only seen the trailer. Where does this film fall?
Well, I would say hilarious and incredibly brutal at the same time. It works perfectly for this one. This is a lot like Blood Simple and Miller's Crossing, the two great pictures with which they started their careers as filmmakers. It's really, really creepy. It's three guys in West Texas, and one of them is a sheriff, Tommy Lee Jones. One of them is a guy who comes across a bunch of people who have done something terrible in the desert, and he finds $2 million there. That's played by Josh Brolin. And the third one is Javier Bardem, who is absolutely amazing as this psycho killer who is using a very unusual weapon.
All right, let's listen to a little clip. This is Tommy Lee Jones' character talking about a murderer. Let's listen.
A lab report from Austin on that boy by the highway.
What was the bullet?
There wasn't no bullet.
Wasn't no bullet?
Yes, sir. There wasn't none.
Well, Wendell, with all due respect, that don't make a lot of sense.
No, sir.
You said entry wound in the forehead, no exit wound.
Yes, sir.
You telling me he shot this boy in the head and then went digging around in there with a pocket knife?
Well, sir, I don't want to picture that.
I don't either.
And the fresh end that there for you, sure.
Yeah, Maureen, you better have.
All right, Tommy Lee Jones, always, you know, he's kind of sort of menacing and quiet on screen. You got Javier Bardem, who by his own admission doesn't speak English particularly well. He said not perfect English when he first went for the casting of this. So I'm wondering, is the casting good? Is it effective?
Oh, it's amazing. That's the one thing that the Coen brothers always do really well is the casting. And in this case, I mean, you know, you've got Tommy Lee Jones doing that thing he does. You could hear it there. I think you better had or hadn't better or whatever.
You feel like in real life Tommy Lee Jones lives in a dusty town in Texas and eventually they just go shoot him for a while and then put it in a movie.
Right. Wasn't he Al Gore's roommate in college, though? I mean, he's a really bright, wonderful guy who is just one of the smartest, you know, filmmaking talents there is. And Javier Bardem, there is something about him. He's got that chiseled face and he is really ominous looking. And in this, they've given a sort of a Buster Brown haircut.
Yeah, it's
the strangest looking man. And as he's walking around with it, I mean, just everything about him. At one point, he's in the suburbs, and two kids come up to him, and you think, oh my God, they would run screaming. It's really eerie. But the Coen brothers are just so they're amazingly controlled when they're doing it right. The last couple of pictures they did, The Lady Killers, was not very good. What was the other one, Intolerable Cruelty or something?
Oh, yeah.
Those pictures just did not work. And this one is so effective. And it's effective because it's so controlled. There's this great moment in it where, you know, you've been building to this moment of horror. And there's so many of them in the picture that it's just really creepy. And the way that it's conveyed is simply by having somebody look at his shoes. And blood has been pooling in so many places in this picture. You know exactly what he's looking for. And it's so understated and so controlled. And the imagery in the thing is just beautiful. Can you tell I'm excited?
I was about to say, I think out of the two films, you're saying spend your money on the Coen brothers?
Oh, man.
Maybe not for Lions. The problem is
it's not in very many theaters yet, but it should be.
Well, speaking of blood pooling in the shoes, maybe we can get you to give us a special blog post on Fred Claus. Because we don't have time for that, but we want to find out your thoughts.
I do want to hear
well.
Your thoughts. Maybe Monday after it's number one. We'll get you to weigh in.
Okay.
Bob Mondello, NPR's movie critic. Thanks, Bob.
Take care.
Coming up, we're going to talk to a guy named Rich Eisen, knows probably more about the NFL than anyone on the planet. That's in a minute.